This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program of For a Better Life. I am Beta at your service. And in this episode, again, we're going to talk about something really controversial and important for having a better life. As you know, as a Muslim, we are living in a Muslim society, which we call it Ummah. And this Ummah is actually really important. So in order to make it better, in order to develop it to the level that Islam wants it to be, we all have responsibility. The Holy Quran also makes clear to us that the love of the Ahlul Bayt is one of the responsibilities we have in our social life and in our Muslim Ummah, and is obligatory. Say, I do not ask of you any reward for it, the message, but love for my near relatives. Holy Quran. The Prophet of Allah interpreted and explained this verse to the Muslims by saying that near relatives referred to the household of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him. So when they heard the verse, the Muslims asked the Holy Prophet, who are your near relatives, whose love Allah has made obligatory on us? The Messenger of Allah replied, Ali, Fatima, and her two sons, Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them. So we understand that love for Ahlul Bayt and their offsprings is an obligation upon all Muslims. On Judgment Day, they will be questioned about this love. And whoever departs from the love of Ahlul Bayt indeed departs from one of the obligatory duties of his religion and becomes distant from the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And do not forget that the best wisdom is to fear Allah. So let's keep it here. We're going to have a short break. Stay tuned, dear listeners.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. It's 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 all I need. Oh,
oh, oh, oh. It's your love is all I need.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For a Better Life. I am Vita, and in this part of the episode, accordingly, we're talking about the social principles that we have to follow in order to have a better life. We talked about this love of Ahlul Bayt, which is one of our duties as a Muslim. And this is one of the biggest responsibilities that we have on our shoulders, and it's going to be questioned on the Resurrection Day. And another thing which I want to mention in this part of the episode is how to act upon the Holy Quran. Our Holy Prophet Muhammad said, whoever makes unlawful deeds lawful never believed in the Quran. The Holy Quran is Allah's message revealed to Prophet Muhammad through his angel Gabriel. Allah the Almighty ordered the Prophet to convey it to all people, to guide them towards peace and goodness, to instruct them in useful actions, and to teach them to abstain from evil actions and corruption. Thus, the Quran teaches us issues and matters related to our religion, which among them are to believe in Allah, His angels, His prophets, and the Day of Judgment. As we talked about this belief in the last episode, this belief is one of the most important factors of being an individual who is capable of having a better life and put his life in a better level. Another thing is to develop good manners and behavior, like telling the truth, love, cooperation, respect of parents, and etc. So at this level, you're making all that belief into a practical thing. And the third thing, which I want to mention in this part of the episode, is to show us what is lawful or permitted and what is unlawful or forbidden, urging us towards lawful deeds and forbidding us from unlawful ones. For instance, Allah made the following deeds unlawful: robbery, suicide, gambling, lying, injustice, wronging our neighbors, helping oppressors and those guilty of wrongdoing, eating dead animals or the flesh of swine, pork, and drinking alcohol. These were just some examples of forbidden things that you have to keep away from in order to have a better life. It is obligatory for us as Muslims to give up these forbidden deeds and other that the Holy Quran specifies as forbidden haram. This is because we believe that everything which is forbidden is useless and fruitless for us and for other people. And in order to believe in that, we have to keep that in mind, that Allah is the wisest of all. So if He is telling us to keep away from something, to if He's actually forbidding us from doing something, then there is a reason behind that. And here you can see the importance of belief, the first level, the first step, and the first stage I talked about. If you have a strong belief, if you have a strong love, if you have passion for Allah Almighty, then the road will be somehow smooth for you. It will be easier for you because you have the protection of Allah Almighty before you. So I think we need to go for a break. Just keep all that in mind, and we're gonna come back for the last part of the episode. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIP English Radio. Up to here, we were talking about the responsibilities that we have according to the Holy Quran. Therefore, it doesn't please us to be beaten or have our property stolen or to be deceived or oppressed, because I told you we are forbidden to do these things. Indeed, whoever gives up deeds forbidden by the Holy Quran is a truthful believer of the Quran as Allah's word, and he always follows it during his life. Whoever doesn't give up these forbidden actions and does them as if they are lawful is one who doesn't believe that the Quran is Allah's word revealed to his prophet, because he doesn't give up what Allah, the Most High, has forbidden. Hence, we should think whether a certain act is lawful or unlawful before saying or doing anything. If it is lawful, we may do it, but if it is unlawful, we must abstain from doing it. Our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, "Man is never a true believer unless he gives up deeds forbidden by the Quran." Most surely, it is an honored Quran in a preserved book. So the gist of today's episode somehow was like, you have to keep always that in mind. If you are claiming that you have the love of Allah in your heart, then you have to prove it practically. So in order to prove that in yourself, you have to practice it in everyday life. And one of the best ways to practice it is to keep away from all of the forbidden things that are in Quran. Thank you for listening to me. It was all the time I had for today's episode. Wait for more things, for more hints, and for more beautiful quotes and narrations in the following episodes. Thank you for listening to us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every cloud.
every word I share.